Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet.
We should definitely start like that every week.
Definitely. Official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and games and TV shows. We will talk games soon, so that's not entirely a lie this week.
Yeah, okay, sure.
And I'm Mr. Sunday Movies, also named James, and you are Nick Mason.
Yes.
Normally you introduce yourself, sorry.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say another intro knocked out of the park.
Are you?
I'm doing that thing where I put my hand over my eyes to indicate that I'm...
It's gone
a really long way. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You're a bloody Babe Ruth mate of podcasting. Have you got your PlayStation 4 yet or your Xbox One for your...
No, we talk because Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
When is that out? Very soon?
23rd.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading the Arkham Knight prequel comic.
Spoiler alert.
It's fine. Yeah, Arkham Knight is going to be one of those games, I'm pretty sure, where every retailer has a different exclusive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like for one, you go to one place and you can get the Red Hood DLC and you can get the Batman skin where it's his first appearance in the 40s or whatever. And then if you go to another place, it's the bloody blah. Mm. So I don't know. Sometimes I'm a bit hesitant with those because it's sort of choosing which stuff you don't get to play.
You're exactly right.
Right?
Yeah. And then it's like...
And it's the most expensive.
It's the most expensive.
And then you wait like 3 months... And you bloody this complete edition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think the majority of the stuff is PS4 exclusive.
Okay.
That's my understanding of it.
I should buy a PS4 now.
Well, that's what I'm going to get. But I still got to, you know, work out finances and whatever. They're cheap.
they're cheaper than the PS3.
They're cheaper than, say, a gold mine.
They're cheaper than a gold mine, definitely, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but no, I'm looking forward to playing it, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, straight to the news, the movie news.
Sure.
And the TV news.
Yeah, and other types of news.
Absolutely. James Wan, director of, he did like some of the Insidious movies. He did Saw. He did the last Fast and Furious 7 movie.
Last Fast and Furious
that's
7.
That's the one.
Yep, great.
Last Furious.
Ooh.
That'd be a great name for one. Last Furious? No?
And that would draw in like people who only see the last... versions of things.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is definitely the last one. Oh, okay, cool.
That's it. Exactly.
And then you trick him, you bring it back again.
That's right.
First and Furious. We're back.
Anyway, he's going to direct Aquaman.
Okay, cool.
2017's right. Aquaman. Yeah. So, he seems like he's... I mean, because of the Fast and Furious, he handled that well. Like, he adapted to that franchise.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, you know, he had his horror kind of roots, and now he's kind of... he's shown from Furious 7 that he could do different stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, totally.
I think it's a good choice.
That somebody released, I've got this saved on my phone. It's but it doesn't
say. A Maroon 5 song?
It's a Maroon 5 song. it's the list of all the superhero movies that are going to come out up until 2019.
Okay.
It's like 41 films.
Great.
Superhero films specifically.
Awesome.
I don't know who made this, but it's, man, there's a lot coming out.
Who made the movies? Different people.
Oh, different people, sure.
Yeah.
On this list, though, is like, There's a list that's like to be determined of like they don't know when they're coming
out.
Okay,
sure.
And there's like,
what do we got?
Well, there's Justice League Dark.
Yep.
There's a Superman and a separate Superman and Batman films.
Yep.
There's X-Force, New Mutants.
Yep.
But there's also like two Bloodshot films.
What?
And two Harbinger films. They were like Valiant Comics characters like the 90s.
Did we talk about that? Valiant Comics struck a deal with a major studio. I can't remember which one.
Huh.
To bring a whole lot of their stuff to the big screen.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Are you a fan of any of those?
Yeah, yeah. But not the one, not Bloodshot or Harbinger.
Yeah.
Exo Manowar, certainly.
Sure.
Ninjak. Eternal Warriors.
All the
greats. Yeah. But not these two. That's fine. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess they're probably the most commercially viable. They don't go, which one does Nick Mason like? We'll do that one.
Yeah, they probably do the opposite, if I'm honest with you. Yeah. Also, Exo Manowar was basically an Iron Man ripoff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't they do it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he like a smug kind of prick?
He's like a Visigoth from the past.
Okay.
Who gains like an alien battle armor.
Oh, so is it set in the past?
No, it's set in the present.
Because if it was in the past, that's an
due
unfair...
Due to time dilation,
okay.
I think.
Because that would be an unfair advantage.
He'd win all kinds of gladiatorial battles,
exactly.
Wouldn't he? With that plasma cannon on
that's
his arm.
That's right.
One guy's got a spear and a net and he's got... missiles.
That's right. It'd be like if Napoleon had like a fighter jet.
Oh yeah.
It's not really fair, is it?
Anyway, I guess I'm looking forward to those.
Absolutely you are.
Yeah.
Great. Mm. More news? Do you want more news?
Yes.
Power Rangers.
Great.
Do you want an
next set of news?
Do you want an update on when that movie's coming?
I guess.
Well, it is coming still. I can't remember when exactly. But the director, Dean Israelite, he said that it's going to be really cool.
I thought you were just going to end with the director, Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
You know my mate, Dean.
Yeah, bloody Dean. You met him. Uh-huh. You know, he called it really cool, contemporary, mature, but still playful.
He would, though, wouldn't
like
he?
Like your mum. Sorry. Sorry, God. Yeah, he would say that.
He is the director. He's right. Not going to say, look, this is a piece of claptrap.
Yeah.
It's remember those toys and stuff and those old TV shows? It's got to be the same as that. You know? I'm just sort of phoning this in. Autopilot.
Did you see any of those Power Rangers movies? There was the one in 95 and I think they did one in 97 from memory.
No, it was Power Rangers just after my time.
Okay, yeah.
And I think at the time I'm like, well, this is just a ripoff of Voltron. But then
Voltron's a ripoff of everything.
Something else. Yeah. They all just drew from the same bank of does somebody out there know what the original version of that is?
Like
of
the things coming together.
Things combining together and making a big thing.
Yeah.
What is the, and there's some sort of space defense force. What's the original version of that? Somebody email in it because I'd like to actually see
tweet.
That. And when I say I'd like to say that,
see
I
that.
Probably wouldn't because it's probably really good. Terrible.
Yeah.
But
at Wikipedia
anyway.
Brown.
Yeah, that's me.
And at Mr. Sunday Movies. I also want to know that. Two people.
Yeah.
Get us bloody both in. Mm. Maybe send separate tweets and give us different information.
Oh,
so we
yep.
have to put the puzzle together.
So, yeah, absolutely.
National
treasure style.
yeah, so that's cool, I guess. I mean, a lot of people are saying, remember that fan film that was made recently?
That was really good.
That was really good.
Yep.
They're like, well, just do that. Give it to that guy, which I can understand because that was really good.
I guess
that's
now...
That's the only Power Rangers thing I think I've seen when I've gone like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's... It is interesting... to think about what this actual official Power Rangers movie is going to be like, right?
Like, is it going to be a reboot? Is it going to be set in the same universe?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because the Green Ranger is still Green Rangering, whatever his name is. I don't know what his real name is.
Okay.
But he's like an MMA guy or whatever.
Oh, interesting.
He's like maybe 41, 42 or whatever.
Okay.
I think his name's Jason something. So, yeah.
Because, if they're just following the old path, it's just going to be reused footage and weird Technicolor costumes and...
Yeah.
Stop motion stuff, or are they actually
Zords?
Or are they going to actually make it look not ridiculous? Are they going to put a serious take on this?
I assume so.
Because sometimes,
I think it's going to be Star Trek reboot.
Really,
that kind of tone.
Huh.
That's what I think.
Interesting.
Go for.
Because sometimes when a reboot happens like this, they go, okay, well the kids who enjoyed it are adults now. Let's do it.
Bit of grit.
Yeah, a bit of grit.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're just like, oh, no, actually, we're going to give this to a new generation of kids.
Yeah.
Here's the same old garbage, except somebody's hat's on backwards or whatever.
Sure. One of them's got nunchucks.
I'm going to say hat on backwards garbage. You're going to say Star Trek reboot.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying it's going to be as good, but I'm saying that's what they're going for.
Okay, cool.
Do you remember the Thunderbirds reboot that was live action? That was gritty because they were live. They were real.
Hats on backwards.
Yeah.
Heaven is a half pipe. All right, continue.
Speaking of reboots,
yes,
you're a big fan of Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes,
are you a big fan of that being rebooted
with The Rock?
Yeah.
We'll see. I really like Big Trouble in Little China.
I don't think I've ever seen it fully.
It's pretty good.
Is it too late now? Like, if I see it, will I be like, oh yeah?
I think you will like it.
Okay,
because it's
I like Kurt Russell.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Reboot,
hat backwards, trucker hat backwards.
Oh, trucker hat backwards. He's got a trucker hat.
Exactly.
He's a truck driver. Porkchop Express. Because the premise of that character is he's really full of himself.
Yeah.
And like he's not that good. He's got really good reflexes.
Okay.
But otherwise he's just kind of a regular guy who's kind of thinks he's a lot better than he is.
Yeah.
But if you get The Rock.
He's enormous.
He's an enormous man. Like if he said, I'm the strongest man in the world, you'd be like. Probably. So they're going to have to tweak that character, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you... Yeah, because it's kind of hard to see The Rock as a character
who's... everyday man?
Yeah, no, there's like a character who's full of himself but can't back it up.
Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh.
They should have more scenes in movies with The Rock where someone just turns to him and goes, oh my God, you're enormous.
Yeah. Like, you're a monster. What did you do?
Like, he's unusually big.
Are you wearing a muscle suit?
Yeah.
What's happening?
He's like, his arm is as wide as a man, like a regular man. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you know what?
The Rock is the thing that sold you on it. If they were like, we're doing a reboot and we're getting the guy who's playing the new Transporter to be him, would you be like, ugh? But if it's The Rock, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, yeah. Mm. I think I'm kind of interested to see where they go with the weirdness this time around, considering actual...
So he,
special effects
he goes
and technology
up against like an ancient Chinese wizard or something?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's like he fights these three like elemental fury characters. Like one's like Raiden. He's all.
Oh, sweet.
I think that might have actually been the inspiration for Raiden.
Okay.
Not the actual historical mythological figure Raiden, who might be. I was going to say real. He's not real. Look, he's not. I know he's not real. Nobody email in. But I think when they were building, the Mortal Kombat universe, they looked to Big Trouble in Little China and was like, oh, he's got the guy, he's got the rice paper hat, and he's got lightning powers and stuff.
They took a lot from everything, like Johnny Cage's Van Damme.
Yes.
Or he was supposed to be anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it. Is it better than Ghostbusters or on par?
I've seen Ghostbusters a lot more.
Yeah. But you've seen Big Trouble in Little Chinatown a lot less.
So, I'm trapped in a web of logic.
Yeah.
No, but I haven't been.
It's not as well remembered.
Yeah, I can rewatch Ghostbusters. You know what? I'm bloody gonna rewatch Big Trouble in Little China.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see if it's on Netflix.
It's probably not.
It's probably not.
Whenever I go to see something, actually, like I'm like, ah. Oh. That's because when we did the Jurassic Park commentary last week, which people can download at Weekly Planet.
Oh, plug.
Bloody our Patreon or whatever. It's not there.
Yep.
So whenever I found that whenever I want something specifically, it's not there.
Yeah, great. So. Is it better? No, they're completely different things.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. But a bunch of Star Wars rumors.
Great.
For the Star Wars franchises. One franchise. So they're talking. This is reported by the Schmoes Nose.
Oh, yeah.
They reported that...
Trust our content because our name rhymes.
That's exactly.
Their slogan, right?
That's right. Anyway, the first bit of news is the... You know, they're talking about, you know, the anthology movies they aren't numbered Star Wars movies. They're just like set whenever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The next one, the Boba Fett one, is apparently going to be a young Han Solo, young Boba Fett movie set before A New Hope.
Okay.
Where they go head to head or whatever, I guess.
Interesting.
It's also, it says they'll feature fan favorite characters such as Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
Lando.
Yes.
And Bosk.
I love Bosk.
They're all the same, aren't they?
Stupid reptile head. I don't know. See, what they're going to have to, because what I hope this results in is we see this rivalry between Han Solo and Boba Fett develop.
Yeah.
And then they add an additional, like they add some additional foley in like Empire Strikes Back where they see each other. And they both go, you! It's bloody you! I knew it!
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Mm.
But at the same time, I don't need to see this. Like, I don't want to see existing Star Wars characters
in
other movies. Except for one that I'm going to talk about in a minute.
Okay, great. But yeah, because whoever they get to play young Han Solo and young Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Well, Boba Fett's irrelevant.
Yeah.
He can be anybody, really.
Well, yeah, we've talked about before, the rumor was that they've got to swap him out. Because otherwise, you have to get the kid who played him in the prequels, or you have to get Morrison.
Temuera Morrison,
that's
yes.
That's the one. I never know how to say that. Yeah. And I don't really need to see either of those guys. Mm.
So, yeah, exactly. And you have to get a young actor who can play Han Solo convincingly.
Yeah.
And people will never be happy with that casting choice.
No.
Okay, so did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so the other thing reported was that one of the anthologies movies could be like more mythological and spiritual based.
Ooh.
And could even focus on a young Yoda. And again,
played by Steven Seagal. The most spiritual man in Hollywood.
Boy, is he. Did you see the footage recently of him at like an Aikido tournament?
Yoda or Steven Seagal?
Both.
Okay.
They faced off. Dooku style. And it was basically guys coming at Steven Seagal and him like lightly touching them and then flipping out of the way.
Oh, fantastic. You know what
I mean? It's really quite funny.
Love it.
Yeah. I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see any more mystical crap from Star Wars.
And no more. Yeah, exactly. No more prequels.
Yeah.
None of this.
No more prophecies.
It doesn't.
No more chosen ones.
We don't need to see Yoda's backstory.
No.
He was just a guy in a swamp.
Yeah.
It's fine. He was surprising. We don't need to see. He doesn't have to be a character. He just arrives in the swamp and he provides some wisdom and then he dies or whatever.
Do you want to see Yoda with a full head of hair?
Yes.
Like thick Elvis.
Oh, yes. And he rounds the corner and he's blowing the hair out and he's looking amazing.
Maybe he's like regular sized and he's so old
he's shrunk
that he's
over the years.
Down.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So yeah, you get like a Garrett Hedlund, say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just shrivel him up. God.
And also, again, this Han Solo Boba Fett thing, it is ruining my hope for a Boba Fett Inspector Gadget style Mr. Magoo, where he's just a bumbling idiot. Yes.
You mean continues to be a bumbling idiot.
Correct.
People say, look, he's in a lot of comics at the moment as well, and he's doing cool stuff.
Okay, right. Because,
you know, it's a new canon now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But even so, I haven't seen him do anything cool in the movies yet.
Exactly. Not ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, and he's got a little droid
yep.
that follows him around, like your Penny and your, yep. and your whatever
Penny
dog
and
was
Brain.
Called. Penny and Brain. Yep. And they help him out, and then his boss at the bounty hunter organizer.
Bosk.
Yeah, Bosk. He's like, I don't know how you keep doing this, Boba Fett. And he's like, well, you know, when you're great, you're great. When you're on a hot streak, mate.
That's how the Inspector Gadget should have ended. He should have floated into a monster.
And by monster, you mean he activated his helicopter head and he flew into like a jumbo jet engine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also reported by the Schmoes Nose.
Yes.
Good guys, actually. Uh-huh. Not that I've ever met them.
I wasn't going to say a word against them. I don't know what your problem is.
The rumor has it also that Disney are talking with Ewan McGregor about either a trilogy of Star Wars anthology movies that will focus on Obi-Wan, or one of those movies will be focusing on him.
Mm.
And it will be like potentially taking place between episodes 3 and 4, uh-huh. where he's looking after Luke on Tatooine, or that's part of it.
Okay.
And it could include...
There we go. There's another chance for a Mr. Magoo-style movie where little young Luke Skywalker is always about to walk off a platform or whatever into nothingness, and Obi-Wan waves his hand.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Uses
great.
A sand person to bridge the gap.
Thank you.
Like
good.
The body of a sand person. And it could feature Owen Lars as well.
And Aunt Beru.
Well, they could get Joel Edgerton back as well, because he's great.
And whoever played Aunt Beru.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever she was, irrelevant. But he in particular, Joel Edgerton is a solid actor, and now he's well known.
Uh-huh.
He's completely unused. I think he even said in an interview...
I'm completely unused. Yeah. Come on, Hollywood.
He said he'd like to do more in a Star Wars movie than just get a rag and like wipe his hands.
Yeah, and then drink some pink milk.
Blue milk.
Whatever it was.
So yeah, and it's also said that...
It changes with the fashion.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about in the past. It was
Sorry.
Pink milk.
I apologize. It also could very well feature Darth Maul, which would be awesome.
Mm.
There's a comic called Star Wars Visionaries. I don't know if you've read it. One of the stories is Darth Maul comes back to Tatooine
with robot legs.
With robot legs to kill Obi-Wan.
Uh-huh.
And he like threatens Luke, and Obi-Wan like comes out of the he's hiding in the sand. He comes out of the dust and they fight. It's awesome. It's only short, but also Darth Maul is alive in canon now.
Oh, he's still alive.
He's still alive. So
even...
He's in the Clone Wars, and the Clone Wars is canon.
Interesting. And is he still alive Return of the Jedi time?
Well, no. We don't know
what happened. Don't know. Yeah. Okay, right.
So
he hasn't... Has he... In the expanded universe before it was erased, was he killed at any point?
No. Oh. Yeah.
He might still be alive
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay, great. Robot legs. Mm.
So I would love to see that. Again, I don't need to see any existing characters, but that character is Obi-Wan, is wasted.
Yep.
And having an act, especially with an actor like Ewan McGregor,
he's
like one of the only good things about those movies.
Mm.
So yeah, more him. Just one. You don't need three Obi-Wan stories.
You do
stories.
Not need three. Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah. Excited?
Yes.
Not fussed?
I'm tentatively excited.
Okay.
I go back and forth. It depends on the day.
Out of all these...
It depends on how much I've thought about Star Wars prequels on any particular day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Out of all of these, what would you choose? Han Solo, Boba Fett,
yep.
Yoda, Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like the movie Unforgiven, but with Obi-Wan. That's how you make it. Mm. Seen Unforgiven?
Yes.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's before he went mad. Okay. All right.
Mm.
One more piece of news, which will lead into the movies we'll talk about.
Ooh, that's
week.
Convenient.
Thank you.
Weird that how that keeps, by chance, that keeps working
every
week.
I don't know how it happens. Mm. Yeah, we're just bloody amazing. The universe is helping us out or something.
Yeah, it's probably the secret.
Yeah. Jason Statham was rumored to be up for the role of Bullseye in the season 2.
That's
of Daredevil.
That's right, yeah.
But here's the thing. Apparently the subsequent negotiations have been stopped.
Because Statham headbutted somebody.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
Oh.
Yeah. No, and it was said that, first of all, he was asked about it. They're like, oh, there's rumors that you're going to be Bullseye. He's like, I don't like comic book movies.
Uh-huh.
He goes something like, you can put anyone's grandma in like a superhero cape and stand him in front of a green screen. He's like, he doesn't consider them real action movies or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is fair, I guess.
Hmm.
But
over the course of this episode, I'm going to look up Jason Statham movies and find one of his total garbage that he agreed to do.
Expendables 3.
Oh, yeah. Total garbage. You're right.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So he's right in that sense, but yeah, the Expendables movies aren't better than anything.
Absolutely not. They're worse than most things.
So, yeah. But I like him.
Yeah.
I think he's solid. He's really... Yeah, yeah. And I'd like to see him as Bullseye. The other thing is, I looked this up a few years ago. Because I remember this and it turned out to be true. Well, maybe true. Uh-oh. It was rumored that he wanted to be Daredevil. This is like in 2008. Mm. And Frank Miller wanted him to be Daredevil.
Interesting.
So he's kind of changed his tune, hasn't he?
Yeah.
How dare he change his mind on something?
I don't like that at all. Let's boycott everything he does.
That's right. So yeah, I would love to see him as a Bullseye.
I wouldn't like to see him as Bullseye.
Wouldn't?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because we had Colin Farrell as Bullseye last time. And I don't like this weird Eurocentric Bullseye, if I'm perfectly honest with you. Let's get a bloody American in there.
Yeah, but that was ridiculous. Like,
yeah. I guess so.
Statham wouldn't do it like that.
Hmm.
Presumably.
I guess. I don't know.
So, yeah, I think he's really formidable. Like, he looks very dangerous in real life and in movies.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I guess he does look physically more imposing than the guy playing Daredevil, so that would be a...
That's a plus.
Yeah, okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Right, or good. Colin Farrell. Get Colin Farrell. Doesn't matter. Anybody. All right, do you want to talk about the movies we're going to talk about this
yes.
week?
Yes. Let's talk about the movies we're going to talk about this week.
Yes. Do you want to start with the movie Spy before we talk about the movie Entourage?
Yes.
Yes.
Great. So I'll talk about Spy, non-spoilers,
yep.
then some spoilers. Then we'll give you a time code somehow.
Yep. So, yeah, I'll put it in the thing.
Yep.
And then you could skip to Entourage if you haven't seen Spy yeah, yeah. and you still want to.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of the movie Spy?
I thought it was a little bit uneven.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, both jokes-wise and plot-wise.
Yep.
A lot of the action sequences were quite good.
For a comedy movie,
definitely. For a comedy movie, yeah. very good. Mm. Jude Law did quite well as an action hero, or his stunt double did, I don't know.
Do you think he'd be a good James Bond?
Not now.
There you go. I agree. No. Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah.
He looks like he's wearing a wig.
Oh, he's definitely wearing a wig. He's days of a full head of hair behind him. Let me see. Yeah, plot a little bit convoluted,
yeah, sure.
I thought. A little bit too convoluted for the kind of movie. I thought it was a little bit muddled as to what it wanted to be.
The plot, in terms of the plot, it's basically any spy movie you've ever seen.
Correct.
With just, but it's obviously the jokes that make it. You know, the character
that make it a comedy.
Yeah, but I mean,
like
make
a lot
it
of comedies, but not all of them.
No.
It's often the jokes that make it a comedy.
So, like, but I mean, it's a standard, bog standard spy movie. Like, if that was just the movie, this has nothing because it's basically a terrorist has a bomb and they got
to
find
sell
the bomb.
A bomb. Yeah, yeah, they got to find the bomb. Yeah, you're right.
Bomb, and that's essentially it.
Mm.
Did you think it was well cast as a movie that was cast?
Oh, it was definitely well cast as a movie that was cast.
Yeah.
Let me think.
What do you think of Melissa McCarthy? Because a lot of people do not like her and a lot of people do like her.
I thought it was... I don't think this is a spoiler because you see it in the trailers.
Yeah.
I thought that she was going to get out of the trope of being... of Melissa McCarthy around.
Okay.
Like in Bridesmaids and in The Heat.
Yeah.
There's a Melissa McCarthy character.
Yeah.
Who's always Melissa McCarthying about.
Yeah. Do you mean like foul mouth?
I mean foul mouth and is super aggressive and whatever.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay, in this one... Like the first... half hour of this, I'm like, oh, they're not going to do that trope.
Yeah.
They're going to, she's going to get a chance to, you know, work on some other aspects of this and a new persona kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they did for a while, but then, as you can see it in the trailer, for various reasons, she has to switch back into being
Melissa McCarthy.
Classic Melissa McCarthy, and there's a lot of foul mouth and whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit tired of this.
See, I found that I like her generally.
Yep.
But I found that it more in this movie that she earned that more. Because it kind of built to it.
Yes,
it wasn't
that's
just
true, yeah.
from the start. Like John.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. Sorry. My phone keeps going off.
Yeah. That's You're a I'm... real every character in Entourage. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So I felt like it was more kind of, it made more sense that she was that way. And
right,
it was
right.
a kind of a natural progression. And actually, and I found a lot of that stuff that she did when she was Melissa McCarthy-ing
yes.
quite funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like the tirade she'd go on or whatever, particularly like the insults.
Right, right.
But you're like...
I'm a little bit sick of those.
You've done of that?
Yeah.
But, well,
they're not surprising anymore.
Well, I didn't see Tammy.
I didn't see Tammy.
And
either.
I didn't see the one where... Identity Thief.
Didn't see it also.
Yeah, which which apparently isn't very good.
I've only seen Bridesmaids in the Heat.
Yeah, same. Yeah. But a lot of people are saying that this movie is like, people who don't like Melissa McCarthy are saying, oh no, she's way better in this. She's more tolerable, like with this source material.
I'd say so. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, more tolerable.
Sure.
If you don't like Melissa McCarthy yelling, you will like most of this movie, but not all of it. Sure. Yeah.
Do you like Mike and Molly?
I've never seen Mike or Molly.
I didn't realize for years that that was Melissa McCarthy. Is that show still going? Couldn't be.
Probably. Grey's Anatomy's still going.
What?
Isn't that a surprise, right?
Didn't Dempsey leave?
Yeah, he was killed or something. But that's the thing. It appeared on Twitter. It's like Grey's Anatomy's killed off a major character. And I physically shook my phone when I saw that as a trending topic on Twitter. I'm like, is that from like 4 years ago? Like, why is this coming up in my feed? And I'm like, oh no, it's actually, that show's still going.
Everybody's left that show, though,
I don't
right?
know. Well, I don't know. That's exactly it. All the viewers have certainly left. I don't know.
It's weird that that was the biggest show in the world.
Yeah.
God. If I lay here, if I just... Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the other actors then.
Okay.
I thought she was good. Yeah. I liked her in it. I thought she was good. Jude Law, what do you say? Good action stuff.
Good action stuff. I'm surprised they didn't make... I know it's the CIA.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't make him like... He transferred over from England or whatever and just had him be British.
I thought initially, because his British accent was so bad. I mean, his American accent is so bad. That he was British, and then when you see this in the trailer, he accidentally kills a guy,
yep.
And then he switches to his American accent. But yep. He was American the whole time. Was
yes,
that right?
Yes, correct.
God, he's not good at that, is he?
Not at all. No.
Did he do it in Sky Captain?
Can't remember.
Because Statham's British. Just make them both.
He's
British.
The most British man in the world. Yeah, exactly. That's true. There's no. You're right. I'd not thought about that. There's no explanation as to why Jason Statham, who's also in the CIA, is British and nobody bats an eyelid.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway.
And a lunatic and nobody bats an eyelid.
But no, Jude Law's action stuff's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, he's solid. It's kind of. It's not as good as the kind of.
There's some very satisfying neck breaking.
Absolutely, there is. Yeah. It's not as good as what's his name, Harry from
Kingsman.
Kingsman, yeah. Mm. But you know, it's solid, yeah.
I'd say it's more than solid. I thought the action sequence was very well choreographed.
Okay, sure, I
like,
agree.
Very
with that.
Impressive,
considering like what it is. What
it's
kind
a comedy,
of
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, again, if we're talking bad action movies, The Expendables.
Yes,
there's so much better than that. Leagues ahead of that, and
yeah,
it's a comedy.
And that's
hang your collective heads in shame. The Expendables.
All The Expendables.
Every member of The Expendables. Except for Stallone and Kelsey Grammer on that weird fashion safari in the middle of that movie. Which
Part
is great.
Three.
Yeah.
Look that up. Statham, though, is amazing.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think all his... Maybe it's the crowd that I saw it with. I don't know why, but I was a little bit affected by the crowd. I'm like, well, are they not loving this?
I would use the word riotous when I saw it.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, people were loving it.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, more than I was, I think. Because I was like, this is good, but I wasn't, like, rolling around.
I found a lot of the jokes were like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was, none of them were sort of laugh out loud.
That's
hilarious.
Like a 30 Rock laugh.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of clapter.
That's a very clever joke.
I agree with that, yes. Yeah, again, I don't think all his stuff landed, but I think he had some great lines in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of his actions were clearly those, like, no one would act like that in real life. But
no.
Some of them were sort of... Oh, that's how an insane person would act.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I liked how he demanded there be a face-off machine.
Like, sure, yeah.
I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Mm.
Rose Byrne?
Plays that unrealistically incredibly unlikable human being.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Like she did in Bridesmaids?
She was all right in that.
But she was unlikable in that, wasn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, she was unlikable.
I mean, for
I guess
different
they're
reasons.
Like, I guess Paul Feig, the director of this, was like, okay, well, she was supposed to be a good person in Bridesmaids,
yeah.
And she was a bit unlikable, and she's a genuine bad person in this, so let's make her astoundingly unlikable.
Yeah, Miranda Hart.
Oh, is the best friend.
Yeah.
Is the goofy best friend.
British again for no reason.
Yeah. Everybody in this movie's British. Peter Serafinowicz, British.
So British.
So British.
Yeah, she's good. I like Miranda Hart. But like you said, Peter Serafinowicz. Voice of Darth Maul, maybe returning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy. I love him in everything.
Yep.
What do you think of him in this?
Great.
Yeah. Why isn't that guy in everything?
He just 100% commits to whatever. I reckon they're like, okay, we need a guy who's super creepy and just grope and leer and lech his way all over this. get Serafinovich.
Yeah.
And he's like, absolutely, I'll do that. Sounds hilarious.
If you don't know who he is as well, he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's one of the...
he's the Nova Corps captain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And now he's bloody dead in that. So we won't see him again.
Disappointing, yeah.
Very disappointing.
He is also, for those who haven't seen it, he's in the British... sitcom Spaced.
Oh yeah, he's good in that.
He's in the he's in the episode where they go paintball.
Yep, yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah.
I think it's that one. And he's also in Shaun of the Dead.
He's in Shaun of the Dead.
He's kind of a dick in that. But he's good.
Yeah, he's great. Bloody
one of the best.
Yep. So yeah, I didn't know he was coming. Pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I didn't know he was in it either. What I liked about this though, it wasn't there was some kind of fat jokes, but it didn't really rely on that falling down. I'm a fat person.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Sort,
yeah.
Sort of stuff. There was a bit of that. But, you know, like, look, I haven't seen a Kevin James movie ever, but I've seen all the trailers.
Yep.
and it's not, there's not a lot of like just falling down a flight of stairs and jumping into a pool and landing on your stomach kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. There's a little bit of it.
Rose Byrne's character is guilty of a lot of that.
Shaming. And
yeah, a lot of shaming. Exactly. A lot of, you know, there's a bit where, you know, in your classic spy movie trope where the main character, you know, gets all glammed up to go to a casino or whatever, and she's in the fabulous dress and whatever, and then Rose Byrne's like, you dress like garbage, you're a horrible garbage person or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that isn't even, it's not even...
It's just mean?
Yeah, it's just mean, yeah. Yeah.
She says that quite a few times as well. Mm. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I felt like it got better when... My favorite bits is just like with like her and Statham just standing there just hurling insults at each other.
Sure, yeah.
It's just that kind of stuff that I enjoyed the most. What do you think of the, like, I'm trying to think of what specific action sequences. The Jude Law stuff's good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, should we go spoilers from now, I guess?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Did you, worth watching?
Yeah, I wouldn't say go out. I think if you liked The Heat and Bridesmaids, I don't think it's as good as either of those.
Yeah, if you like The Heat,
yeah,
definitely see this. Yeah. But... You can wait for DVD.
I've only seen The Heat and Bridesmaids once. Uh-huh. And maybe when it got to this one, I'm like, oh, I've seen a lot of this. So maybe that's why I didn't enjoy it as much.
Right.
But yeah, you could definitely wait.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy's great. Statham is great.
Yeah.
If you want to see them hurling insults at each other and Statham going completely off his rocker, see this, I guess. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's got pretty good comedic timing, actually.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I never really realised that about him. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, spoilers. Should we do our famous segment... Here's a bit that I liked.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep.
Jude Law's action stuff. That was a bit that I liked.
Uh-huh.
What's a bit that you liked?
Let me think.
Did you like the bit where they were handing her a spy stuff?
Oh, sure. That was a pretty good bit.
I love, no matter what the movie, even the bad Bond movies, when they go through and they collect all the spy gear.
Uh-huh.
And you see all the crazy stuff in the background.
Oh, classic. Yep. Uh-huh.
And whatever. Yeah.
And the cue in the film is like, in this one's like, you know, you get a, you know, here's your poison, your anti-poison pills that are hidden in a vial of stool softener or whatever. And she's like,
really? Yeah.
Couldn't you make them seasickness pills or whatever? And he's like, I could, but I'd have to turn the printer on again and I don't want to.
Yeah, that was quite good. You know, the fight in the kitchen was pretty good, which has got the
very solid
pan.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. It's, I mean, I'm sure Melissa McCarthy is obviously not an action star, but she's got, you know, she's very physical kind of comedy.
Uh-huh.
So she does that well. I was really surprised by that.
What I was disappointed in that part was that the entire fight took place around a big vat of a boiling liquid of some sort.
I didn't even notice
that. And nobody gets hit in the face with it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Melissa McCarthy wouldn't get hit in the face with it. But
and the other one was like a pretty girl.
Yeah.
So you couldn't do that really, could you? Either.
But then that guy was acid-throated, so...
Oh boy, was he.
Yeah. And then, you know, you could totally have killed that other cat, that character.
I mean, sure.
She's not coming back.
No, you're right. Mm. But maybe no one wants to see, like, a beautiful woman horrifically burned.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just saying.
Yeah, I guess so.
I know, I liked having the idea of spies having someone in their ear and being there's four guys coming around the corner and whatever, which explains a lot of these movies, in particular Bond movies, how he knows exactly what's happening. It's like he's got a map of the area in his head where everybody is.
Mm.
And that kind of explains that kind of spy trope.
Yeah,
which I enjoyed.
Mm. Very good.
Some of the best.
Yes.
Is there any car stuff? Is there a bit of car stuff? That's a bit of car stuff.
Solid
car stuff.
Solid car stuff, sure.
Yeah.
The score, and we've talked about this before, the only time I notice a score is when it annoys me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't. The best I can say the best praise I can give to a movie score is I didn't notice it was there. It was definitely here in this. It wasn't that bad.
But it's like clearly standard spy
it's
stuff.
Clearly reminiscent of Bond themes and stuff like that. Definitely. Like that's a deliberate choice.
Absolutely.
And it was there.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. What else do you want to say about this? It's solid.
It is solid, yeah.
Go and see it, I guess. Or don't. Best movie ever for you?
Yeah, best movie ever. Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Or can we...
I'm sure I'll think. When we're talking about Entourage. I'll probably jump back.
Is it better than Entourage?
Yeah.
I just got a quick letter here from Liam K.
Oh, yes.
Nick and James.
Hey!
I just saw Spy starring Jude Law and Jason Statham, both are CIA agents. I thought it was interesting that while Statham was mentioned to be from England, and that was that, old Judy made us sit through what felt like an entire movie listening to his appalling American accent. Oh, wait, he did. Thoughts. Yeah, so we touched on that.
Mm.
Thanks, Liam.
No good.
Yeah, no, not good.
Mm.
Sky Captain's not good either. The reason it didn't get a sequel. Was it good?
Look, it was an interesting experiment in CGI over everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like a lot of that movie's to blame for the Star Wars prequels.
I get the sense that in the future, Tomorrowland and Sky Captain are going to be packaged together in a DVD box set. Because there were weird rockets and CGI. Just throw them together.
Yeah.
$8 in the DVD bin.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. Moving on.
Real good. Yeah. Let's.
I feel like it's weird. I don't have anything else to say about it.
Yeah. Give us a little editing time. Give us a second to think. Maybe there's something else. I don't think there's anything else. No. 50 Cent was in it.
He was.
Yep.
And he was fine.
He was fine. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, Entourage.
Entourage.
Do you like people driving around in cars? Do you like people getting information on a phone? Do you like people making and receiving phone calls? Do you like people making a movie? Do you like people in offices?
Okay.
Do you like a guy who's a real charisma vacuum, but everybody thinks he's incredibly talented and charismatic and everybody loves him?
Could I propose something for this?
Yes.
Straight spoilers.
Okay, sure.
Because I'm not dancing around this.
It's just Entourage. Have you seen Entourage?
I've seen Entourage. Yeah. Could I just ask you before we do this, how much Entourage have you seen?
I've seen one episode of Entourage.
Was this like the same thing?
Yeah. Specifically, for those who don't know, the one episode of Entourage I watched, basically Vince has done the movie. Vinny Chase, the main character, has done the movie. The movie is being released. And so Vinny and his entourage are driving around LA to all the movie theaters.
It's so Aquaman, by the way.
Is it? It's Aquaman,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Henceforth referred to as the movie. He did the movie. And they're all driving around LA to various theaters because they want to hear people loudly exclaiming that they love Vinny Chase and they love the movie. So they do that for a while and it's great. And then they get stuck in, because they got the one car, like the convertible or whatever.
Yeah.
And they get stuck in gridlock. And they get sad because this incredibly self-indulgent ego trip might come to an end. But what they do is they get out of the car and they go to the curb and there's like a motorbike shop. And there's the guy who owns the motorbike shop is like, Vinny Chase, I love you and I love your movie. Have some motorbikes. And they all get a motorbike so they can beat the traffic and they drive around. Then they meet a kid and the kid's like, I love you, Vinny Chase, and I love your movie. And he's like, what are you up to, kid? And he's like, I have a party, but I'm going to a party or something.
I'm a nerd or whatever.
Party, but I don't have any friends. And nobody thinks I'm cool. And they're like, well, we'll go to a party with you. And they go to a party and all the kids are like, that kid's friends with Vinny Chase. We love Vinny Chase and we love the movie. So he's cool now. He's been anointed by our Lord and Savior, Vinny Chase. So, and that's, apparently that's every episode of Entourage,
that
right?
That is every
They just go around LA.
Being dickheads.
Being dickheads. And everybody loves them.
Correct.
And everybody gives them stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happens in this, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Okay, look, should we talk? So, like I said, spoilers. Let's talk story.
All right.
So it opens with Vince is recently divorced.
Vincent Chase, give him his full name.
Is recently divorced.
Was he married by the end of the Entourage?
He married in the last episode.
Okay, right.
Of the last series.
Was that character in this movie?
That's Alice Eve.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
So, no.
She was not in that. I'd remember if she was in that.
So she...
Was she a recurring character in that show?
She was in the last four episodes. By the way, I should preface this by saying I've seen every episode of Entourage.
Great.
I'm not happy.
You seem happy.
I've seen it. So basically he's divorced and decides his next project he's going to make is... he has to write and direct it. And Ari Gold, who's the now a studio head,
yep,
gives him $100 million and he gets to make the movie.
Yeah.
And
so he quit being an agent.
Yes.
And then he was retired for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then somehow he got a job as a head of a studio.
Yes.
Great. I forget he's in the Entourage universe where people just give you things.
You forgot that for a second, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Uh-huh.
So basically it's about this movie. Is it any good? Can they get it out on time? Will they stop Haley Joel Osment from editing it?
They really had to struggle to get any kind of drama into this. And I don't mean Johnny drama. He's in this a lot. But to get any kind of narrative weight to this, they really had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to get this.
I feel like the first line of this movie sets the tone. And I took out my phone and I wrote it down.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm like, I'm going to have to remember that. It's, they're approaching Johnny drama. Everybody but Vince is approaching a yacht full of girls and topless girls and girls with bikinis on. And he goes, I may have to jerk it before we get there.
Yep.
That's the first line in the movie.
Uh-huh. Great stuff. Yeah, that does set a tone, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, let's talk cast.
Okay,
one
sure.
by one.
Yep.
Vinny Chase.
Who?
Adrian Grenier.
What? Who's that?
The guy with the big head and the
oh, featureless. That background character. Yeah. Yeah, that does nothing. Okay, great. Yeah, I remember him. Yeah.
How did you find him?
Well, he's tall, isn't he? He's tall and spindly. There's a scene where they're all walking down the street and he's clearly the tallest.
Okay, sure.
I think sometimes they're all wearing elevator shoes and sometimes they're not. There's definitely a scene where he's walking and he's definitely the tallest, but he's the spindliest.
I think he's got the biggest head. I think that's
probably it, actually. He's got the biggest head.
Yeah. So he's nothing.
He's in it.
He doesn't really do anything. He doesn't have any range. He's completely unlikable. He's
the character.
He's like standing next to a black hole.
He's the character in The Devil Wears Prada where he's the boyfriend who's dumped for a magazine, if you recall.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so that's...
For a second, I thought you meant he's like that character.
No, he is.
But he is actually that character.
Yeah.
So he's not good, is he?
No.
I mean, you get who you get in this, because it's the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about Turtle? He's thin now.
Yep, sure. Did he have that tequila company at the end of...
Yes.
Okay, right.
Do you want me to explain why Turtle's a billionaire for no reason?
Well, he invested in a tequila company,
that's
right?
Not exactly what happened.
Okay, sure. Okay, I'm ready.
So basically, in this movie...
How much of this movie is callbacks to episodes that I haven't seen?
A little bit.
Okay, right.
Not a lot. I could probably do an Easter egg video on it.
Love it.
I won't. But...
Unless people demand it.
No, never. Right. But basically... Turtle's nothing in the show for, he's just a stoner and he drives Vince around. And they kind of touch on that at the start because they do a little recap at the start, don't
right,
they?
Yeah.
They do a Piers Morgan kind of expose on all the characters. Anyway, he tries a lot of kind of schemes. He has like a limo company and whatever.
Okay.
He has like a sexy limousine company.
Oh, yeah.
That goes bust and whatever. But anyway, he invests in this tequila company. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, he decides to sell his shares and get out.
Uh-huh.
And he also makes Vince invest in it.
Right.
He sells his shares and then the company goes public. Or he sells his stock in it. Whatever it is. He has a piece of it, whatever it is. And then the company goes public and it's worth like... hundreds of millions of dollars, like immediately. And he's like, oh no, I'm broke. I sold all my shares. I'm an idiot. And then Vince is like, don't worry, Turtle. Not only did I not sell my shares, I bought your shares. So you're a billionaire or whatever.
Oh, great. No, but technically Vince is a billionaire.
No,
right?
He just gives it all to him.
Oh, sure. Because Vince is already a billionaire?
I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Or a million. I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So that's why...
Everything worked out for him. So that's really good and convenient.
So that's why Turtle has... I don't think he's a billionaire. He'd have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Surely what Vinny could have done if he owned all that and had the hundreds of millions of dollars, couldn't he have just evenly distributed it among all of his friends?
Yeah, he could have.
Surely Turtle and Drama and he could have all had millions of dollars.
Absolutely they could.
Right. So he secretly hates like his brother.
No, but he loves him so much because they're family.
Oh, yeah,
they're all
point.
Bloody family.
That's a good point. Okay. All right. All right. Back to the dumb movie. Here we go. So he's rich.
He's rich for no reason.
Yeah.
Drama. What do you think of him? I think he's not only, he plays a bad actor well, but he's also a bad
Correct.
Actor.
Correct. He's such a caricature. Uh-huh. He's some people's favorite character.
Yeah, because he's the funniest.
In what sense?
I didn't say.
No, explain it to me. Explain it to us and the listeners why he is the funniest character.
Because he's like downtrodden.
Because he's the loudest.
Yeah, he's got the dumbest facial hair.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I guess because he's the one who does the dumbest shit, I guess.
Yeah. Against all logic and reason. Yeah.
He's the most insecure. Mm. He's the most intolerable. Yeah. I guess those are the reasons he's the funniest.
Yeah, yeah. Weirdest shaped head.
Weirdest shaped head. Not the biggest.
No.
E is like a little man.
He's saved only from being the dullest man in the show because Vinny is on the show.
Yeah, correct.
And the movie.
Yep. There's also Ari.
But high point of the movie.
He's not a nice person. I don't like him.
Right.
But at least he's doing something.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Is he in the show like profoundly
homophobic? Yes.
Because I got the sense that, but they must have really toned it down for this.
Oh, that was toned down. Yeah, I guess so. Because there's a bit where he looks at his phone and it says Lloyd's calling, and it says
Gaysian
Lloyd. Anyway, I want to talk about that more later.
All right.
And of course, we've got Hayley Joel Osment, who's...
Okay, here's the thing about Hayley Joel Osment in this. Good work.
Yeah.
But it's interesting they had to create this character who's incredibly repulsive.
Yeah.
In order to make the rest of the cast seem likable.
Exactly. And even then, I was kind of like, he's got some good points.
Mm.
Like, I even found that even though he's a monster,
yeah.
I was kind of like, yeah, but he's... Yeah, he's making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because, you know, look who he's up against.
Right.
He's actually a good actor. I think he should do more stuff. I wouldn't say high point's not the word, but he's better.
Better than the Entourage movie.
Exactly.
Sure.
And of course,
I was surprised he wasn't playing Hayley Joel Osment.
Oh, okay.
Given
sure.
all the celebrity cameos and stuff in this. Yeah.
Did you care for any of that?
Look, I couldn't.
I liked the Fab for a bit.
Yeah.
That was good.
A lot of the...
God, he fluctuates, doesn't he, Favreau?
Yeah, he was huge in this.
He's up and down, that guy, man. Jeez, yeah.
I often couldn't tell who was playing an actor playing a character or an actor playing themselves.
Okay.
There's a scene in...
You have to be super famous.
To play yourself. Yeah. Because there was a character in... E and his ex go to like a hospital for some sort of birthing thing and a guy shows up with his partner and they're like don't have you not the birthing class, they're actually in a hospital and there's it's a black guy and his wife and the
that's T.I. That's actually supposed to be
T.I.
I
did say T.I. all right,
you may have
yeah okay
maybe you didn't
right so he's famous enough to be himself
apparently
okay great good.
Also, there's women in this. I've got them in three categories.
Yep.
Hot.
Sure.
Crazy.
Yep.
Or nagging.
Right, okay.
And sometimes
combinations. And you're not saying women come in those three categories. You're saying the movie is saying that women only come in three categories.
Yes.
And they are hot, crazy, and nagging.
And there's some overlap sometimes.
Okay, right. So it's a Venn diagram of women.
Is there an exception?
And normal three-dimensional women with actual... real personalities don't exist in this universe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Ari's wife in the show...
Or in the show, do those women exist and they just appear and the characters are like, oh, I love you or whatever, and they're like, but I have to go back to my home planet. Is there a bit of that?
There may be a bit of that.
I figure there might be a bit of that because they can... If you find a woman who is, you know, interesting and intelligent and beautiful and blah, 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 you just marry him or whatever.
Yeah.
So... Or you'd be like, okay, that's someone.
And that's what happens to Vinny Chase at the end.
Which
I want to talk about.
So that character went back to a home planet.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I'm saying, right? But you can't have a normal woman in this show.
No.
Because then there's no drama. I mean, there's plenty of Johnny drama, let me tell you. But you can't do that. So you have to turf out all the regular women and just have
and that has caricatures. That happened in this because Ari's wife breaks up with him in the last season because he's never available and he's clearly got anger management issues.
Right.
And she leaves him.
Yep.
And then, for good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes him back at the end. But in this, he's just kind of like, she's nagging and she doesn't understand and she's making him do therapy and
right,
whatever.
Right.
Like, she's probably the closest to an actual character, I guess.
Yep, okay,
But even then, she's still nagging.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, look, I've got a... Do you want to play a game?
Okay, yep.
It's called... Let's go through each character and talk about their story arc.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so Vince.
There were a lot of sort of story arcs, weren't there?
There were, and a lot of them were resolved really early on.
Yeah, and a lot of them were dragged out.
Yes, exactly.
Like nothing happened for 30 minutes and then it just...
Another thing. So Vince, right? It starts with he just got divorced.
Yep.
And he's seemingly not bothered by it.
Yep.
And I thought maybe he will be bothered by it. Maybe he's got some depth.
Maybe the movie... Maybe he won't be able to do the movie because he's so distraught about this divorce.
Or maybe he looks at himself and goes, maybe there's a reason that this woman who... And she was portrayed as being intelligent. And she didn't like him initially because she's like, you've got no substance. And you're an idiot and you're shallow.
Uh-huh.
But then,
so how did he trick her?
I don't remember.
Right.
But they end up getting married like 2 days later.
Okay.
And then... So I thought that maybe he'd be like, maybe there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, maybe I could improve as a person.
Yeah, but...
Uh-huh. And then all our audience, all our viewers could also improve as people. Because as we know, enjoying Entourage is about identifying with assholes because you yourself are an asshole. Is that right?
I guess so.
You pick a character and you're like...
Yeah. I'm Johnny Drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one are you?
I guess I'm E.
I guess that's the best of a bad lot.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to pick a negative... You have to pick a negative attribute of yourself and say, which one am I? And I'm like, well, I guess I'm boring.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so Vinny Chase.
Vinny Chase. He's, so his dilemma is he wants to make something of substance and do something of worth.
Mm.
So he gets given $100 million.
Yep.
And with that, he makes the best movie ever made, somehow. Yeah,
which we never see.
And the clips that we do see.
It's
and I know it's a movie in a
it's
movie.
It's Blade One.
Yeah, exactly.
It's essentially Blade One.
So there's a scene, the clip that we see, he's the...
Which is in the trailer.
And
this is spoilers.
He's an underground revolutionary DJ.
Yep.
But he's also an updated version of Hyde, Mr. Hyde.
Right, yeah.
And he shoots... drugs into a crowd
and they attack the revolutionaries. They become sort of superpowered revolutionaries.
And
this is an Oscar winning or Golden Globe winning film.
Yeah. And
it's award winning.
The drama. Exactly. The drama of it is.
Not drama.
No, there's plenty of that.
Yeah.
Is this movie any good?
Yeah.
But then Aries watches it 30 minutes in and goes, it's the greatest movie of all time.
Right, yeah.
And then so that's resolved.
Yeah.
So it's not like... So it doesn't hang over your head the whole time that, oh, maybe he's made a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Because it's immediately like, no, it's good.
Yeah, everybody who sees it is like, this is good.
Yeah.
Unless they have some sort of ulterior motive to not like it. But it's weird when you do, like, if it's anytime there's a movie about a movie or a TV show about a TV show or like a sitcom about somebody who does stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to have them produce that TV show or that movie or that whatever and actually show it and have it be good.
Yeah,
and
agreed. Usually, because that would just be a movie.
Yeah. Like if, there's ways around it. Like Louis does his own stand-up, which is good.
Mm.
And if you like Louis' stand-up, you would like Louis' TV show.
Yeah.
With 30 Rock, it was always implied that the show they're making is really terrible.
Yeah.
But people watch it anyway or don't watch it. I don't know.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is
like Funny People is just Seth Rogen sort of being a comedian.
Right.
And he's not, like, I find him funny, but he's not a comedian.
Yeah.
So it's, it's a bit.
And with a movie, and so in this, rather than have him create a movie that isn't very good and we see it and it's not very good, it's just implied it's the best movie of all time and we have to go on faith that it is. But I guess given it's the Entourage universe, I mentioned The Secret earlier. I'm pretty sure the Entourage universe is actually... it's a universe in which The Secret works.
Okay,
where if you just put out positive energy into the world, like enough of it, you make things happen. So if you
want...
That
explains why Drama's like not... Because he's got a lot of negativity.
That's why he's not famous.
My God, it is The Secret.
But if you want a great movie, you just have to believe you can make one and then you do.
See, because he's such a nothing character. Yeah. I don't believe for a second that he could produce anything of substance.
Correct, yeah. Mm.
So, and you're right, it's a big stretch to take it on faith that he's made anything of note.
It's an award-winning sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
What?
They said it made $450 million, and I'm assuming that's in, and it's counting.
Right.
I'm assuming that's in the US.
No, they said worldwide.
Did they? Yeah. Well, that's not that good.
Not that great, is it? Yeah. And it cost a hundred million plus to make.
Yeah, let's say 120 conservatively.
Yeah, and then it's usually the same to market. So $240 million made 400.
Also, yes. they said it came out and it's still out when they go to the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
So that movie was nominated for a Golden Globe, and then like 4 weeks later, like it came out, and then 4 weeks later the Golden Globes were out, and then it won awards at the Golden Globes.
Mm.
So it didn't even have time to like finish at the box office.
The secret. You want it to win some awards. It's going to win some awards. So anyway, that's the arc. That's Vinny Chase's arc.
What does he learn?
What he learns is make a movie and then sit back and it'll win awards and it'll get released exactly how you want it to.
Yeah, correct.
And everybody will love it.
And you?
And you'll still be famous. I guess what he's learned is make a movie then don't do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't do anything up until a point you're allowed to make a movie and then just make the movie and then don't do anything.
Yep, correct.
Yeah. Okay, story arc complete. All right.
Done. E.
Okay.
Pregnant ex-girlfriend.
Yep.
Who, by the way, they ended up together at the end of the last episode.
Sure.
After he slept with her stepmother and got her pregnant.
Right.
By the way, this is set like 8 months later,
mm-hmm.
but that was in 2010.
Okay.
So I don't know. There's a weird time jump. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
Wow.
It's the Entourage universe. If you want it to be the year 2015.
So there's a deleted scene where there's a time jump.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess so. So basically, he wants to get her back again, even though he just got her back at the end of the last episode.
Right, but then they broke up again, presumably.
Yeah, but the way he goes to do that is to tell her that he slept with two women the day before.
Yep.
But his quality, because he's so honest, that's a good quality.
Mm. Yep.
And then after he tells her that, she goes, well, I guess I will. We can consider it.
And then...
because I have no self-worth.
Right, exactly. And then he sleeps with two women at the... on the same day, and it turns out they know each other.
Yeah.
So they build an elaborate plot where one claims to be pregnant and one claims to have some sort of STI.
Yeah.
But then they just made it up.
And that's like 30 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
And his arc is done.
So his arc is... what did he learn? Let's see, what did he learn? He learned just keep sleeping with women and be honest about it because nothing bad will happen.
Correct.
Because you're in the Entourage universe.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also...
potentially you could get an STI or a woman pregnant, but don't worry about it because you didn't.
Also, he's such a fucking idiot that he goes and sees that blonde girl the next day. She goes, I'm pregnant. They just slept together the day before.
Oh, had he not been seeing her?
Oh, maybe he had. Yeah,
I think he'd been seeing her for a while.
You're right.
Yeah.
Still a fucking idiot. Also, at the end, his girlfriend just gives birth. They get back together, and he goes off with the Entourage crew. He like leaves her at the hospital.
Well, they had stuff to do. They had to release a movie, probably.
I guess so. Yeah. All right, done. Drama. He wants to win a Golden Globe.
Yep.
Or some kind of recognition.
Yep.
His chin. What is going on there?
I don't understand that. Yeah. Does he do it? Like, is it a choreography trick?
Below the mouth?
Yeah.
So, like, he says he's 40. There's no way that dude is 40.
Right.
Dude's like at least 50.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he has sex with someone's wife.
Yep.
And then as revenge, that tape gets leaked.
A tape
of him, sorry. A solo sex tape.
Yes.
And then he's shamed.
Yep.
By the internet and TMZ.
Uh-huh.
And then he finds out that E's having a baby and he's fine.
Yep, and he's fine.
And then that segues into this touching moment. It tries to...
yeah. And then it turns out that he's such a good actor that he... it turns out that... so who wrote the movie? Not Entourage, the movie.
Doug Ellis?
I mean Hyde, the movie in the movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Did Vinny Chase write the movie?
I assume so.
Because I guess... what happened is either Vinny Chase wrote the movie or he found a script that contained four scenes in it, which he knew in his heart would prove to the world that his brother, Johnny Drama, was an incredible actor.
Yeah.
Not that any of the others... like, he's been in a lot of other things, apparently. He's been in bit parts in so many things, like none of which proved that he was a good actor.
Correct.
But Vinny found this movie that proved that he was.
Yeah.
And then as a result, these four scenes got him an award.
Yes. Four weeks after the movie came out.
4 weeks after the movie came out. Yeah.
And the thing about that guy is, I don't want him to succeed because he's awful. Like, sure, he's an awful person he's an awful actor. Yeah. That guy doesn't deserve anything. Mm. He's a monster. Like,
he's very... Like, he had to jerk it before he got to the boat, you know? Obviously.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why do I want him to succeed?
Yeah, I don't want most of them to succeed, if I'm honest with you.
I think he's the one I hate the most.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah. Anyway... He's a dickhead.
Yeah.
No,
go ahead.
What does he learn? That he is a great actor.
That he is a great actor. But can he do that again? Like,
we'll find
his
out
brother
next...
is gonna. His brother is gonna have to find him another script that perfectly suits his acting abilities. Because clearly nobody else can see his acting abilities except for his brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what agent is gonna have any luck finding him any more work?
Lloyd is his agent, by the way.
Gage and Lloyd.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, he doesn't learn anything, he's a dickhead.
Correct.
Turtle. He wants to bang Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
He's already a billionaire, so...
Yep,
sorted.
Uh-huh.
She misinterprets his advances and flies off the handle for no reason.
Yes, she does.
So she's like, I thought this was a date and this is a business meeting. Get out, Turtle.
I won't hear any of your explanations. There could be... Somebody... Jimmy Pardo, who's
What is she doing?
Jimmy Pardo's a stand-up comedian. He has a very good podcast called Never Not Funny, which is very funny, as the name suggests.
Good.
But he pointed out that a lot of sitcoms and a lot of things like movies like this could be solved with a post-it note. Like a lot of plot lines in movies. You could just go to a house or a car or something like that, or a fridge.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get into a house. But just write, hey, Rhonda.
Mm.
I wanted this to be a date, but I got a little bit confused because of Johnny Drama.
Yeah.
Some Johnny Drama. Do you still want to go on a date? And you stick the post-it note to something she's going to see, and she reads it and goes, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
But everything in this movie could have been solved with a post-it note. Every little situation, you know?
Ridiculous.
Hey, you know what, I want to get back with you, but sometimes I slept with a woman because she was nice and was a fun time.
Exactly.
It was great. Sorry,
so
but I would like to get back together post-it note on a car or on at a Lamar's
if she
class
just
or whatever.
Listen to one of his calls.
Yeah, everything would have
been
fine. Yeah.
I mean, she beat him up and that was good, but he didn't get that hurt. She didn't even break his arm.
Correct. And she's known for that. Well known for that.
And he was like, yeah, no broken arm. Like, because you wanted it so badly that you didn't get a broken arm, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ari.
I would be very worried on set.
In what
because
way?
Her reflex would be to break an arm or whatever. And now, like, because you know when actors learn, like, Hollywood Kung Fu?
Yeah.
And they learn that, you know, every punch they throw, they stop like an inch or like a foot or whatever, depending on the camera angle, before they hit somebody.
Sure.
You get an actual person who is actually good at fighting, who's... Like when you punch through someone.
Yeah.
That's how you punch.
Exactly, yeah.
You get her on set and you have to be like, okay, now you've got some killer instincts. Just rein him back in. You'll be fine. All right, here we go.
I wanted him to get hurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Maybe he got hurt in real life.
Let's hope so. He's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe these guys are nice guys in real life, but I can't separate them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Turtle doesn't learn anything.
Correct. No, he does learn.
What?
He learns to not listen to Johnny Drama.
I guess that's a good lesson, actually.
The lesson is don't listen to your dumb friends. Especially when they're real dumb and unlikable and everything they do is wrong. Hey, you know you've got a friend that never does anything right and he's real dumb and unsuccessful? Don't listen to him.
Ever.
That's the lesson.
Yeah.
So the lesson is use incredibly basic common sense.
And I found it so unbelievable that she's like, I just wanted to date a normal guy like you, Turtle. And you've broken my heart.
Yeah. A normal multimillionaire who follows me around, who sees me on the street and follows me in his car.
All right, Ari. So he runs around being racist and sexist and he gets fired.
Was he that bad in this?
He's not as bad as he's been.
Right, yeah, that's...
Like I said, but I guess it's weird. I can forgive this character because he's entertaining.
Yep.
And he's written in such a way that that's what he's like. So I don't agree with the shit that he says, sure. But at least he's interesting to watch.
Right, right, yeah. I went in expecting this character to be a lot worse than he was.
Okay, yeah.
But there was, like, I expected him to be like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino. Okay. Like, level of racism or whatever.
He does, I'd say he's more in the show.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, oh, he's got, you know, he loves his kids or whatever, yeah. And his wife,
exactly.
Loves his wife, and he does what his wife tells him to do.
That's
and
right.
Whatever, and, you know.
He is the most fleshed out character. And people have said, if they're going to make another Entourage movie, just make an Ari Gold movie.
Yeah. I mean, don't. But if you had to.
Yeah, if you had to. Yeah, I mean, and even at the end where, like, there's a bit where he walked into the boardroom, but one of the first things he says is, I slept with that woman. Like,
that's right, yeah. He
comes in and...
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he I guess he does learn... He actually is the only one who puts his neck on the line and gets slapped for it.
That's true, yeah.
He's the only one who has any consequence, sort of. I mean, he'll be fine. Because he invested...
He's already rich, one assumes.
Yeah, yeah. And he invested, like, he's... Forgo $30 million to...
There's that scene in the movie where... And this... Again, we're talking about how there's no drama in this movie, except for Johnny Drama, who's definitely in this movie. But there's the point where they're like, oh, we can't... This guy's not getting... Haley Joel Osment, he's not going to give us the money. And, like, everybody in the room's like, I'll just give you $1 million.
Exactly!
I've got $8 million. I'll give you $8 million.
Exactly!
All you need, I'll just give it to you. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody in that movie's rich. Who cares?
I know!
Except for Johnny Drama, who cares?
Except for Johnny Drama.
Yeah.
Like, Turtle. God damn it. You're right.
Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment, his arc is, he's, Vince slept with a girl
he's a
that
cartoonish
he
creep.
Yeah. Yeah. Vince slept with a girl that he likes, so he wants to sabotage the movie.
Yeah.
And he nearly does. Mm. And that's what he does.
Yeah. And that's such a cartoonish premise
exactly,
for a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, you don't believe for a second that he could be a real man. Like,
no, exactly. Well, I mean, probably, because there's a lot of weirdos out there.
I guess so, but yeah, sure. Look, instead
who's
of...
like, oh, I like this girl. Oh, do you like me? No? Oh, okay. Well, that's life, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Move on. I guess I'll have to impress another girl with my billions of dollars. I guess. Ugh.
Instead of doing bits that we liked.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we do bits that we hated?
Okay, cool.
You got anything in mind? I probably should have told you this before. Well, you I mean, just saw this, didn't
I
you? I literally just saw this.
Look, I walked out of it. I saw the whole thing.
I did a lot of this, and people can't see this, but just...
the exhausted rubbing of the face.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think we've sort of illustrated everything we hated.
Okay,
give me one that you hated.
Sure. I got here. I hated everyone in this, and I didn't want them to succeed. Ari says at one point that this movie is going to be bigger than the Titanic. And E says, oh, great, a Titanic reference.
Yep.
Fucking cut that out. Like, pretty we good. Get it.
Yeah. I didn't like all the celebrity cameos that I didn't recognize. with the exception of, at one point, Ari's not wearing a suit. He's got a polo shirt on.
Yep.
And he walks into, like, some restaurant or something like that. And he's walking in and a guy goes, hey, you're not wearing a suit today. And he's like, yeah, not today. That's Domenico Vacca. That's the guy who made all of his suits in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Reference that only I like. Only this guy gets that.
Okay, I liked the bit where Ari punched the photo of the cat.
Oh, yeah, that was fun, yeah.
And I liked when he delivered E the tiny motorcycle.
Yep, okay, cool.
By the way, he just gave them like $100 million car.
Sure.
Wasn't the budget of the movie like...
It was $100 million.
So they could have given them that money as well. They could have sold that car.
That's not a million-dollar car.
Bullshit. That movie is... That car is at least... Maybe not $100 million. What do you reckon that car's worth?
No cars
are... No, you're right. Sorry.
You're an idiot.
I am. That's at least a $2 million car?
No, surely not.
No, I don't know anything about cars. You're right. There's no such thing as a $100 million car, is there?
You can get, like, maybe, like, the Bugatti...
Alan
Alda's
car. No, wait.
That's made of gold.
Yes, exactly.
In that bloody tower heist.
Exactly.
The Bugatti Veyron's, like, $2 million, okay, like, the top-end one. Lamborghini's, like, $800,000.
So we can use that.
Yeah, I guess they could have all sold their Lamborghinis, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. I look like an idiot, don't I? Okay, I've also got here...
Kelsey Grammer cameo, liked that.
Yeah, he's good, he's angry. He'd be a great beast again.
Mm, yeah.
Vince's movie looks terrible and he's the worst. I don't believe for a second that movie...
How about that phrase you're going to bloody counselling?
Very good.
What's he going to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs? Oh my.
Yeah, and I don't believe for a second that movie would make any money.
No.
And I think they just made... because they wanted a recognizable kind of name, like premise for the movie. So I'm assuming Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is out of copyright, so they can just use it.
Probably,
I'm assuming that's why they did it. Also, I thought it was weird that Ari made Lloyd have a Jewish wedding.
His house is rules.
Yeah, but like, did they both convert? Like,
probably not. Anyway. I mean, George Takei, I don't think is Jewish.
That's a good point. People laughed as well in the cinema where George Takei. Like, is that a joke?
That George Takei was there?
Yeah.
No, it's a celebrity cameo.
Yeah, I know, but why are people laughing at that?
He's funny on the internet. People have thought about all the funny things he shared on Facebook.
I don't think that's what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I don't know,
They're
man.
Thinking about all the times he's been parodied on a Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Yeah. Mm. Also, and look, this isn't exclusively this movie. This is any movie. This was in San Andreas last week.
Oh, yes.
Whenever you see a Photoshop of somebody younger, it is always in a movie. It is always the worst Photoshop you've ever seen.
They get the intern to do it.
Exactly.
In the office,
It never looks convincing. Mm. Am I wrong? And there's a bit where E's spinning pizza and he's a kid. And
yeah, that was terrible. There's also, talking about Spy, every time she gets a fake identity, the photo that she's been given is super terribly Photoshopped.
Yeah.
I guess that's deliberate.
The point. Yeah. God, this worst movie ever. It's horrible. What did you think of it?
I'm glad I saw it.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't think anybody else should see it. Like, because I'd always be wondering, like, I wonder if it's as bad as I think. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
This is on par with Sex and the City too. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it.
That is
a lot of people will say, and I said this having not really seen Entourage. I'm like, oh, Entourage is just Sex and the City for guys or whatever. Yeah. But it's not really.
Well, no.
The movies are, clearly.
It's kind of like, the idea is...
I did watch a lot of episodes of Sex and the City. Yeah. I thought Sex and the City had some genuine insight
I completely
times.
Agree.
And Entourage is just like, hey, we're doing a movie.
But the thing about Entourage is, and I think the reason why I stuck with it, like, and initially, I think I liked it initially, like the first couple of seasons, because it was almost like, oh, this is like an insight into Hollywood and the
workings. Right, okay, yeah.
But it's not that. It's just a pack of dickheads being dickheads.
Correct.
And everything working out.
Yep. Uh-huh.
People who haven't earned anything. And you, no matter how many times you say that you're from Queens and you're from the streets and whatever.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't believe any of that for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
You're all the worst. Mm-hmm. I hope they make another one.
Yeah.
So I can watch it.
Absolutely. Did you like the Mark Wahlberg cameo?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
no good.
Dickhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's partially responsible for this. Did you like his plug for his Wahlbergers TV series on the E-Network?
Yeah, he did do that.
Is that a real show? I bet it is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
God damn it.
I don't think this movie is not clever enough to give him a fake TV series, surely. What else? Oh, yeah. The Golden Globes are a sham. They're not even... Aren't they right?
Yeah,
they gave. Didn't they give that Johnny Depp movie
The Tourist Best Comedy or something?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
It was nominated. I don't know if it won.
Yeah.
But it was Best Comedy or Musical or something.
It's just a bunch of rich European people who wanted to meet a whole bunch of celebrities and thus the Golden Globes were born. So getting a Golden Globe doesn't mean nothing.
No, it doesn't. Mm. God damn it. I also love how they're at the Golden Globes and they clearly filmed there and they're like, look, it's Vinny Chase and Ari Gold and George Clooney and E. Like, do you know what I mean? Like this.
Yeah, he got his time in the red carpet. So did Turtle. Turtle was on the red carpet. He doesn't do anything. He's still technically the driver. He doesn't do anything in Hollywood.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, great.
Would you say that people should see this, though, because it's so bad?
No, wait till it's free.
Yeah, don't pay for
it. Don't pay for it. Yeah, exactly.
Then again, if you like this show, and I've seen a lot of reviewers online say this, if you like the show, then they loved the movie, this movie.
Yeah.
So if you liked the show, you'll probably like this.
Yeah. Tough call, isn't it?
I don't even know, man.
Yeah.
Is this enough? Have we talked about this enough?
I think we've talked about it.
Worst movie ever.
Yeah, worst movie ever.
It's probably the worst movie I've seen in about 5 years.
Wow, there you go. Yeah.
No, it probably made me angrier. It's not even... Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't like it. All right.
Yeah.
So do you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
What are we reading?
Oh, what are we going to read? Theme song.
I'm doing the theme. What are we reading today? What you reading?
Well, now that I think about it, I'm probably going to rewatch Big Trouble in Little China.
There's plenty of drama in that.
Plenty
and
of drama.
I don't mean bloody.
I mean Johnny drama.
Okay, cool. What would you have said if I didn't bring that up earlier?
I was going to say Arkham Knight. I've been reading that, and it's fine.
Too. But is it good or fine?
That's fine. It's no Injustice.
I read the first two, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, exactly. It's no Injustice at all.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like as far as DC video game tie-ins go,
yeah,
it's not. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Great. I'm reading Androids. No, sorry, Descender by Jeff Lemire.
Okay.
It's about like androids have been outlawed because there's been like an alien invasion and they're somehow linked to certain androids.
Ooh.
So they get rid of them. And then there's this one companion robot left on like the moon or some other planet.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And he's got something to do with it for whatever reason and people are looking for him.
Hmm.
It's kind of, if I had to mash it up, if I had to pitch this,
oh, yeah.
I would say...
You don't have to because it's already a thing that exists.
Correct. Mm. But I would say it's... Part AI, part Astro Boy.
Ooh.
So if any of those
WALL-E? Is WALL-E in there? It sounds a bit WALL-E.
Oh, a little bit, sure.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I love Jeff Lemire. Yeah. He's one of my favorite writers. And
oh, also, I'm going to read issue one of Midnighter.
What's that
which
about?
Which is, back in the day.
Sure.
Not back in the day. Like a few years ago, there was the Wildstorm comic imprint. It was part of Image.
Yeah.
And they had Apollo and the Midnighter, who were basically... Superman and Batman if they were a couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That has... Wildstorm was purchased by DC, so now that's all part of the universe.
Mm.
And Midnighter has his new... as a new series coming out.
To do with a new DC relaunch or whatever?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
do you know what happened at the end of Convergence?
No.
Spoiler alert, all the universes now exist again. Every universe or something.
Huh.
I didn't read
it. It's not really a Convergence then, is it?
No, it's the opposite.
It's more an expansion. Yeah, okay, great.
I think that car was worth $100 million now I think about it.
Yeah, but not every car is worth $100 million. You've bought cars. How do you not know this?
I'm not a cars guy, right?
Yeah, clearly.
I ain't talking about
clearly.
Cars. Clearly. I hate people telling me about their bloody cars.
So anyway, Dick Grayson has his own solo series called Grayson.
Yeah, where he's an agent.
I read the first one and it was good and I didn't go back to it, but apparently Midnighter made a lot of appearances in that.
Okay.
A sort of, you know, because he's Batman, but he's not Batman,
yeah, yeah.
And kind of, he's kind of this foil to Dick Grayson kind of thing.
Mm.
And apparently that's pretty good, so I might go I'll read that for the first time, and then I'm going to read Midnighter.
So. That was a great boss Nass you did then.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Great. Well, all that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for letters this week.
Oh, yes.
We got like 10 or so entries for letters themes.
Oh, yes, great.
I'm not...
That you definitely are not going
to
use.
I'm not going to use them. Uh-huh. I have to stick... Look, I did enjoy them all.
Are there any worth playing right now?
Yeah, they're all good. Like, okay, great, I can't really... Ben, Shareth, another Ben, Manny. That's just to name a few.
Yeah.
Manny did one a cappella.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, these are the big band swing versions that I requested.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Okay, I'm going to listen to those later.
So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I just can't... I just don't want it to become a thing. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
But I enjoy
How about
them.
This? At the end of the year, you just release all of the theme songs we get in just a block.
I have to put them together.
Yeah, just it's easy.
You do
Cut
it.
And pace. All right, I will. I won't.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a letter from Chris.
Okay, so we've done dubstep and we've done big band swing.
Yep.
If anybody wants to send any letters themes next week.
Mm-hmm. That I won't play.
Yeah, could you send it?
Reggae.
Yeah, okay, reggae. Yep, yeah, reggae. Great.
Nice.
Mm.
In the style of...
But not Ooh, dub baby, reggae, because we just bloody had dubstep, all right? They're too close.
Don't even bother.
Just regular reggae. Reggae.
Reg reggae. Yeah,
that okay, works. Great.
This is from Chris. Now, this is a Weekly Planet exclusive, potentially. What? Spoiler alert, minor spoiler alert for Suicide Squad. If this turns out to be real,
okay,
could be an elaborate
I'm blocking
trick.
My ears. Let's
good.
Go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, I didn't really block my ears.
Oh. This is from Chris. My friend knows a guy who's part of the stunt crew of Suicide Squad, and he confirmed that Robin will be in the movie.
Ooh.
And they will likely show Jason Todd die.
Ooh.
I don't know 100% about that last bit, but Robin is definitely in it. As far as I know, as of today, this has not been leaked elsewhere, so I'm calling it an exclusive for you guys.
Weekly Planet exclusive.
We did it. Have any of our exclusives proved to be true? Or are we still waiting?
Time will bear us out.
Somebody
as true heroes of Hollywood or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
Sounds exciting. That sounds good. This is getting to be a really comic booky universe.
Absolutely it is.
Not the Man of Steel Dawn of Justice, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's not so much. But this Suicide Squad,
there's a lot going on.
They're very
on.
Much like, yeah, give the Joker a purple Lamborghini. Bloody put...
It's a $100 million car.
Yeah, put the death of Jason Todd in. Like, this is... They're building some history into this
Absolutely.
Movie.
Absolutely.
It's very interesting.
As they should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Good for them.
Mm.
Also, congratulations on your recent jump in viewers. Keep up the good work and grab that gem. We will.
So does that mean there's going to be Tim Drake Robin in this, I wonder?
That's a very good question. Or they might just have no Robin.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. Maybe this scene is just...
Or maybe he'll get a Robin, like, down the line.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know. Like, he's between Robins.
He's between... He could be between Robins.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Yeah. Hey, Weekly Planet.
Oh, because it might be the scene where Joker kills Jason Todd. Maybe
exactly.
Maybe that's what we're talking about. Okay, great.
Sweet as.
Love it.
Hey, Weekly Planet guys. I'm a teacher in the States, and at the risk of my job, I let my students watch some of your YouTube videos and pieces of your podcast.
That is the risk. That is the risk of your job, mate.
When they get assignments finished. My kids love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And whenever we are reading and a character comes up, they instantly are curious about how they would do on a football field versus other characters or any non-Daniel Craig James Bond. One of my students, Hunter, would like to know if you would like to see Thanos in a standalone movie or see a lot more of him in Guardians 2. He feels like Thanos is way underdeveloped and wants to know more about his hover chair. So can he also be the official hovercraft chair of the podcast? Keep up the good work. And if you want to give a shout out to Mr. K's 10th grade reading class, go for it. From Mr. K's and the 10th grade reading class.
Shout out.
All of
for those guys. Yeah, all of those guys.
Is there anyone in that class
Mr. K
you don't
and the
like?
10th grade reading class.
Okay, good.
Yeah, love them all. They're great. Yes, I would like to see that.
Yeah,
I would like to see a Thanos origin. So, like, Josh Brolin's a good actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Would you even need to do an origin or just see what he's up to? Maybe in between movies.
Thanos, see what he's up to.
Yeah.
Thanos, let's see what he's up to. Subtitle.
Thanos brackets, yeah.
Yeah. I also like the idea that no matter who they bring up in, like, this is sort of permeating the school.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who is brought up in a class, people want to know who will win in a fight on a football field. So it'll be like, so Thomas Edison was a great inventor, but he did steal a lot of his ideas from Nikola Tesla. Like, who'd win in a fight?
Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla.
Actually,
Tesla would have the rage in him.
Yeah, but
I reckon Edison carries the gun, though.
I don't think Edison gives a shit. Like, he's just like, I'm stealing stuff. I don't even care.
Yeah.
It's like he's got nothing to lose, mate.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's a man on the
edge. I'm going to be Tesla in a fist fight.
You're probably right, especially if it was David Bowie Tesla.
Mm.
He's crafty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about a solo movie, but yeah, I didn't think the reveal of Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy was particularly spectacular.
Not
he
at
was
all.
Just
this
kind
is,
of there.
It's very matter of fact.
They just
it?
Kind of cut to him.
Yeah,
he's like, hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm here in my chair.
Yeah.
A lot of space around, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mm.
How can we breathe?
With space, guys.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Thank you, 10th grade class and Mr. K. Keep bloody learning and things. Just, knowledge. Knowledge!
Yeah. We're not in the Entourage universe. People aren't just going to give you things for existing.
Correct.
So
you've
got to work for them.
This is from Josiah. This is a spoiler for the latest Star Wars comic.
Oh, yes.
That reveals a bit about the Han Solo backstory, which is now canon.
Ooh.
So be aware of that, people. If you haven't read it, it's worth a read if you want to go check it out. I think it's number 6. Anyway. Hey, guys. Josiah here. I was wondering if you've been reading the new Star Wars comics. I have.
I haven't.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, I'd love to hear your opinions on the recent reveal, spoilers or whatever, that Han Solo is actually married, allegedly. Thanks. Love the show. Grab that gem, Jim. So at the end of the last book, a woman gets out of a spacecraft and is like, I'm bloody Han Solo's wife.
Bosk.
Yes.
It's me, Bosk.
What do you think? So
when is this set?
After A New Hope. So he's with Princess Leia and whatever.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
He hasn't been married in the expanded universe. He wasn't. He had many a girlfriend. He had Thrawn.
Yep.
He had Sala.
But then he married Princess Leia.
He did, yeah.
In the post.
Exactly.
I reckon this, my wild guess would be that this is some sort of shotgun wedding.
Yep.
Like she's some space prince's daughter or something like that.
But he's already got a princess.
Well, another one. You know what he's like with princesses.
Hey, buddy, yeah.
I reckon it's a shotgun wedding and he didn't want to get married and blah-bitty blah.
Yeah.
And now he's on the run from that, I would guess.
Okay, fair enough.
And they'll resolve their differences at the end or she'll be killed.
Yeah.
I reckon it's probably the latter because we've never heard of her since. Yeah.
I would say it might not even be married also. It could just be like a...
like a clerical error.
Something like, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, cool. I'm cool with it.
Is or Vegas style, like they woke up and they were both wearing rings and they're like, well, I guess we're married.
That's what I mean. I'm saying I don't think it's like he's been married 10 years and he abandoned her.
Sure,
But he seems like the kind of guy who, you know, he could very well have been married or still be married. So, yeah, that works. Yeah. All right. Last letter.
I'm ready.
Jurassic World is coming out soon. And I look forward to your guys' commentary on Jurassic Park, as it was my favorite. Yes, we did do that, didn't we?
We sure did.
The Weekly Planet, Bandcamp.
Yes.
.com and Patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to see that. Or just download it for free, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Thank you all the people who have, by the way.
Yeah, yeah it's been
super cool.
Bro, I'll start again. We're getting some good feedback on that.
We've been getting feedback.
We've definitely been getting a small amount of feedback, yes.
You mentioned before that the CGI in Jurassic World looks worse than the original, along with many others. But I was wondering if you ever considered that maybe it isn't worse, but instead...
We're worse.
Yeah, that's probably
maybe
true.
Maybe we're just... No, actually, maybe we're better. So everything seems worse.
Oh, okay.
We're better than we were in the 90s.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I hope that's true. But instead, all film today is clearer and sharper, which makes the CGI more noticeable than in the early 90s when film was grainier. Do you think that CGI for people and creatures will be ever as good... It will be ever so good that it's unnoticeable? If you read this, I'll be ecstatic. Thanks for the great podcast and keep up the awesome work. He also thanks you for saying Static's name is Static and not Static Shock.
There we go.
And he says that'd be like calling Terry McGinnis Batman Beyond.
Or Doctor Who, which is
exactly,
his name.
Which is fine. Mm. Yeah. What do you think about that?
We've had some fairly flawless CGI recently, I feel. Chappie is very good.
But that's not living, though.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's really coming along, though. Like, when you think of the Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, now he's got, you know, he's got great hair.
He does have great hair.
He's got sweat.
I thought the Hulk looked better in the first Avengers than the latest one.
Maybe you're right, yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's just... Did we see it in 3D?
I saw it in 3D, then 2D.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Mm.
I think it's getting to the point where it's almost kind of photorealistic. I think in 5 to 10 years, you won't be able to tell.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yes, I think it might, but again, I think it's a case of the best will be that, and I think, you know, the best will be flawless and imperceptible, but I think what's going to happen is technology is going to move to the point where you can just, like, if you want somebody to have realistic hair, you can just cut and paste realistic hair, like, over the top, like, it's just going to be a plug-in, and that hair will look amazing, but it's just where you know, if you... Somebody who's not particularly good at it will just sort of put it on haphazard or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna look great because it doesn't
sit right.
It doesn't sit right.
Shadow and
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think all the tools will be there.
Yeah.
To have flawless CGI if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I think
most people don't.
Most people don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
What do you think is the best kind of CGI living thing that you've seen? I find whenever I go back and look at things.
Yes. Like, you often look at things.
I do, but even like 5 years ago, it's weird that you don't notice it at the time, but now that it's come a certain way, you're like, oh, that doesn't hold up so well. It's strange that you can be tricked by it.
Yes.
And then 5 years later, kind of see through it. Like, I wonder what's going to happen, like, with CGI now.
Uh-huh.
Will we look back at, I don't know, Andy Serkis' Planet of the Apes and go like, oh, geez, really? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually a good question.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we're going to... I don't know. I think there's a certain threshold where your brain just gives up.
Yeah.
It goes, that's as good
as
it's...
death you're talking about.
Yeah. At a certain point, we're all going to die and it's not going to matter, I think is the answer there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Andy Serkis, that's what I was thinking of. The Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
At no point am I like, oh, that's a bit CGI.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did they get the ape to fire those machine guns on the top of the horse?
I'm excited for Jurassic World. So we're going to see it this week, and next week's Jurassic World week, isn't it?
Oh, it is too.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm mildly excited.
You're bloody mildly.
I'm going to see a movie.
I think it'll be a relief not to see two movies. And
sure.
Like we did.
Yeah.
Now, I don't normally do this, but I saw an amusing... I was going through some reviews on iTunes, and I saw an amusing review.
Of our show?
Yeah. No, just whoever's. No, it's ours. Sure. This is from Al Maximo. The best possible podcast one could produce, considering one of the co-hosts is a goat in a Han Solo costume and the other is Mason. 5 stars.
That's fair.
rate us on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do we say that? We don't really say that that often, do we?
No, because we don't understand what it's for. All the sometimes we say, and again, sometimes we're like, subscribe on iTunes because it helps with the people seeing us. We only say that because other people say that.
Yeah.
We don't know if that works.
I think it helps, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to do that.
The urban myth is that helps us. So if you want to, that'd be great.
That'd be super as.
Yeah.
Super bloody good as.
Yeah.
So that's really the show for this week. Anything else to add?
I'm just kidding. I loved Entourage. No, I didn't. It's a bit of a
twist. Would you go back and watch the show?
Maybe if somebody was like, this is the episode.
Okay.
Like, maybe it's like, if somebody was like, this is the absolute low point of, of film, TV, entertainment, this episode where this happens. Don't spoil it for me.
Yeah.
But just be like, this is it. This is where Vinny is the most Vinny and et cetera. Yeah. And they're all, and Ari is the most Ari or whatever.
I can't think of a more Entourage episode than the one where they get motorcycles.
Oh, sure. The free motorcycle episode.
So I think you've seen it, to be honest. Yeah.
Success.
It's weird that you've seen that one.
Mm.
Because they all kind of blend together. But that one I remember very vividly.
Probably because of the motorcycles.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's also a bit in that one. I remember this annoying me. Like, one of the fans, they're all after Vinny Chase and they're like, hey, was that seahorse you rode? Was it animatronic or CGI? And he's like, I don't know. Like, you would know that.
Yeah, you'd remember.
What are you, an idiot?
You'd remember sitting on an animatronic seahorse or sitting on a big green, like
mat.
Like a broom with a green curtain draped over it.
Exactly. So he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's no good. Anyway, where can people find us?
Oh, they can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail and Facebook and at Twitter. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. There's also the Weekly Planet on Twitter. You know, the dude who does the Reddit.
Yeah, is it Weekly Planet Fans? Planet Fans.
No, I think it's... We should double check that.
Let's double check it.
But he's really good at updating literally everything that we do.
Better than us.
Like, more than we are. So if you want to go to that... That's probably a really good thing to...
It's at The Weekly Planet.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He got it before us. No, that's awesome. That's a good
everybody
thing
follow that on Twitter as well.
Good
thing
to follow.
That's not us, incidentally.
No. Or is it?
Ooh.
It's definitely not.
It's not.
Yeah. No, he
does good work.
That. He really does. Yeah.
That's a show, I think.
That's a bloody show.
Yeah.
If you have an opinion on Jurassic World, email in and I'll include a few in the episode that we do on Jurassic World next week.
Love it.
This is exciting times. It's exciting times, Mason.
They're still making movies.
I know.
For the foreseeable future.
For the foreseeable future.
All right.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Grab that gem.
Grab that gem.
There's new t-shirts.
Is it the Never Go Back t-shirts?
No, there is that, but there's I can quickly show you.
Is it who ate my Pischetti t-shirts?
It is, yeah.
Look at Weekly Planet. Somebody buy a who ate my Pischetti t-shirt. Which is James's catchphrase.
There's not only that, but there's another one with you in it as well. I'll quickly show you. Because
nice.
I think this will make you go, oh, that's, yeah. This is taking forever. You do have the best t-shirt, you son of a bitch.
Is it the Pulp Fiction one?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
What do you think?
It's amazing.
It's pretty bloody
just forget
good.
About it. In a what I would assume to be a flawless New York accent.
So that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's by Golden Legend once again.
Yeah, so you can check them out if you want. If you don't want to, that's cool also. Whatevs.
Yeah.
All right, guys, bye.
Grab that gem, bye.